Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. More this week on the critical need for spiritual discernment within the body of Christ. You know, pretty much every teaching in the Bible on this matter of spiritual discernment is ignored today, all in the name of love and tolerance. Just stand up today and even suggest that someone must not be allowed to preach error in your church, even if they are spreading it behind the scenes, and you will be shouted down and labeled a troublemaker. Insist upon your own opinion, and you will be avoided like the plague. At best, you will get a smile of pity, you've seen that before, because you are too immature to be as loving as the people who think that anything goes and ought to be permitted in the body of Christ. But sadly today, the church is suffering greatly because there is no love for the truth. Let me say that again. Sadly today, the church is suffering greatly because there is no love for the church. You know, it is good and important to know scripture and doctrine, but it is far more important that we have a love for the truth. If we have a love for the truth, who is Jesus Christ, then we will come to know scripture and we will come to know doctrine. It will just become automatically happen in our life. If no love for the truth, then we can memorize scripture and doctrine, but we will never ever come to know the truth. We will never ever be able to come to know Jesus Christ, because you're ready? Jesus Christ is truth. Both Christ and truth, they are one in the same. For most Christians, coming to know truth or even Christ is never really discussed in most churches. Oh no. Most churches are too busy talking about what they want to do, you know, and they come up with mantras like for 2025, thrive in 25. I heard one last year that said, do more in 24. But you know what, my friend? Both of these are 100% wrong and ungodly. Actually, this type of thinking is antichrist. Now, not the antichrist we think about in the book of Revelations that it talks about, but it is antichrist or against Christ or another Christ, another message, another gospel. Paul writes in Galatians 1, 9 and 10, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel, that's antichrist, unto you, than that ye receive, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Wow. Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be a servant of God. You know, we know of a church that gathers faithfully every midweek to eat together, and they are wonderful folks. Don't get me wrong. Karen and I love some of these folks very dearly. But when they come together over the Word of God, they study another gospel, another message. They study their church doctrine, and they call it a Bible study because Scripture is used. But they just read the Scriptures that support the topic of the doctrinal lesson. And now, when I spoke the truth in love, not identifying the church or the people, they got offended at me for exposing their error. Make no mistake, my friend, expose error and speak the truth in love, and you will see just how unloving people can be who call themselves Christians. Well, you know, I should be used to it by now, but, you know, do I make you my enemy for telling you the truth? Paul said that a lot. In 1 Corinthians 11, 17, and 20, Paul, dealing with the church at Corinth, spoke the truth in love. And today we have 2 Corinthians. Oh, wow, tremendous. Because of Paul's daringness to speak the truth in love. Paul writes here, now in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that you come together, not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together, in church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies, or teaching another gospel, teaching another message, teaching not which is of Christ among you, that which are approved may be made manifest among you. When you come together, therefore, into one place, not to eat the Lord's Supper, open up the Word of God, and only the Word of God. Wow. What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? No. Paul says, I praise you not. They got offended at me, just like the church at Corinth got offended at Paul. When truth exposes us for what we are doing or what we are saying, out of our mouth will speak our heart. The first reaction to truth is anger and desire to attack the messenger. Just read the Bible. Anyone who dares speak the truth in love was always attacked and marginalized. Some were even killed. Stephen, the first martyr in the book of Acts, dared to tell the truth in love, and he was stoned to death. Jesus told the truth in love, and he was crucified. Take heed to yourself, my friend. Speak the truth in love, and those good folks will kill you too. You know, they say if you throw a rock at a pack of dogs, the dog that yelps the loudest is the one that the rock found its mark. Well, truth, in a lot of ways, is that way. The one who resists truth, the one who lashes out at you the most, is the one the truth has found its mark in. Now, were we sorry for speaking the truth in love? Exposing their error that they've been doing for a long, long time and very comfortable in that? No. 1,000 times no. As I said in the past, spiritual discernment is not to belittle someone or punish someone, but to win people to Christ. Only when we know the truth can we see as God sees and spiritually discern the situation. And if we find error, then it is our duty, it is our reasonable service in love to speak the truth in love so that they may grow up into Him, into Christ. Or we can say nothing and go along pleasing with the error. Remember, silence is compliance. Let me say that again. Silence is compliance. The church is so silent in so many spiritual and moral issues of today because they're compliant. You know, our flesh does not want to be convicted by the Holy Spirit. Oh no. It is far easier to, you know, just to be safe and talking about church plans for future growth, who is going to bring what food to the next meeting, or worse, open up a book, not the Bible, and try to gain spiritual insight. Well, it just does not happen that way. In 1 Corinthians 11 and 30, Paul writes, "For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." Did you get that? Many sleep, or many have died. The bottom line is what Paul told the good folks at the church in Galatia in 1:10. Do I seek to please men or God? Well, that's a question to you. Or do I seek to just please men? For if I yet please men, wow, I shall not, I should not be a servant of God. So many churches today are men pleasers, and they're after trying to please man and whatever goes. And, you know, we don't want to offend, but that's not the Bible. The Bible is offensive. The message, the gospel, the truth separates, and it is offensive. And we need to always know that and be ready to defend what we believe. Amen? More next week on the critical need for spiritual discernment within the body of Christ. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week, trusting that God is moving in your life, and just trusting that this message is getting through, and you're being, allowing Christ to be formed in you. Oh boy, what a plan that God has for us if we can allow Christ to be formed in us. But that is up to us. We have to desire that. If not, we have to come to the place where we say, God, do whatever it takes to form your Son, Jesus Christ, in us. God bless, and we will talk to you all next week. Amen.